All right. What's the first question?
First question is, hello.
Hey, sis.
1 John 3:19-21. I'm not sure what it means by the heart condemned, because we're not supposed to be condemned. We're supposed to be convicted.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't quite clear.
You said 1 John 3.
3:19-21.
Okay. Let's read it and then we'll explain it. He says, this then is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and we know, and he knows everything. So your heart, or the purpose you may have in you, may at times make you feel like, I'm not a Christian, I'm going to hell, I'm in trouble. See, our hearts in itself may be wrong. A lot of people sometimes feel that way, and it's not a conviction. Sometimes it's just them feeling bad due to sight or feelings and emotions and all that other stuff. This is why the Bible tells us to guard our hearts, because your heart is your purpose. It's what you're going for. But you can go through some things with bad advice or with the wrong people giving you the wrong things. When people don't give you spiritual encouragement, but they give you emotional encouragement, you can kind of feel unworthy. And at times, well, you know, I don't feel like I'm going to heaven. And that's what happens. So, yeah, your heart itself can condemn you. But if you notice, he says, this then is how we know. That's why you have to go a little earlier in verse 16. It says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and see his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action and in truth. Then this is how we know that we belong to the truth. So our actions, once again, give proof to our faith. And in that, that's why my output actually shows where I am in Christ. So it's not just an emotion. See, we teach people sometimes emotional save. You know, I said I'm saved, so I think I'm saved. Your life will show if you're saved or not. First John is excellent on showing, if I really want to check, am I saved and I'm going to heaven, then I'm good. Then I'm covered based on what his word says. So it's your output, not outcome, and not what people say, but based on his word, what you display.
So when we have the thought we don't know if we're saved or we're not doing you know, things right, that's our heart condemning us.
Yep.
That flesh.
It's your heart being led by the flesh. So your heart can be just like your mind, your heart and your mind. Your heart is your purpose. Your mind is the path you take. And that's all part of your soul. That's what you are. Now, they either can be driven by the flesh or they can be driven by the spirit. And that's up to you what you allow to drive by. And what he's showing us here is, if I'm led by the Spirit, I'm following what the Spirit says, despite how I feel, despite what you say, despite how it looks. So if the word says, Keith, are you doing this? Are you loving your brother the way God says love your brother? Yeah, then you're good. And the other things that 1 John shows us, then I'm good, despite that the outcome doesn't look like it's working. I don't feel that way. It doesn't look that way. I'm not measuring myself to other people, but that's the things we got to look at.
Okay. All right. So I'm normal. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're normal. That's right.
So 1 John 5:6-9, where it says the water and the blood and the spirit are in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would, rather than say what I think, I just ask you to really explain it, because I was thinking that have to do with the baptism, his bloody shed, and him being in the spirit, or what does that mean?
That's what we, and I say we, I'm in line with a lot of other ministers that agree with that, how the three testify, when it says this is for, there are three that testify, the spirit, which he's a part of, the water, like you said, in which he was baptized, and the blood, which he shed in death. So that whole process went in, you know, in that process, in that way. And that once the cleansing started his ministry for the water and all that, and when the spirit, which empowered him through God, of course, and then the blood, in which he shed in our place. You know what I mean? His blood was shed in our place, and it's what cleanses us. So that's what we kind of agree with. We don't get much more on that. And we kind of accept those three things. So that's the most we have on that.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Other questions?
I have a question.
Okay.
In group yesterday, we talked about a movie. It's called Silence. And it was about this, I guess he was a priest or a minister who was being persecuted. And I think it was the Japanese government. They were persecuting Christians that lived in Japan. And they wanted him to denounce Christ. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't do it. They tortured him. They beat him and did all kinds of things. But then they started killing people in front of him to intimidate him to denounce Christ. So they were just doing all kinds of horrible things to other people, not to him.
Right.
And he withheld it for a while. He ran away, he hid, but eventually they caught him and they were torturing people and he denounced Christ. Mm-hmm. So our question is, well, one of the questions was, well, you could denounce Christ so you can save these people's lives, but you could also repent. You should also repent about it because it's not you that's being tortured. Somebody, you're saving somebody else's life. So I guess the question is, what is the answer to that?
It's a hard question because I think we think, as we read in the verse in 1 John, that if I lay down my life for a brother, that's showing true love. But denouncing Christ, it's something almost as sacred or as sacred as the ark itself. You know what I mean? Touching that's sacred. I mean, other than that, when I lay down my life, that's me laying down my physical temporary life, not my eternal life. Now, does that mean if I denounce Christ that he will totally, I will be condemned? It doesn't necessarily say that. However, and I know it's horrible, but I know it's one of those things, and we pray that something like this would never happen, and I'm sure it does. You have some very evil people that's going to do that and not harming you. You're like, you can beat me and torture me as much as you want, but when it comes to harming others, especially family or just people that you love when you're showing the right love, you got to trust in God by not denouncing him. And I know as hard as that would be, you still got to show, I trust in you. So if the people are to die from it, then it's easier said than done. But this is where the spiritual focus on God and true dependence on him, because some say, well, then why didn't God do anything? But that's between God, and we have to leave it at that. So I hear what you're saying. A good tactic may be, I'm going to denounce God. Then once I do that, and that'll always be on me, but I save these people. That's once again, us making that decision, if that makes sense. The biggest thing too, and you see a lot of these, is when we tend to, in missionaries and just in things, I think the bigger picture is sometimes we tend to make moves on our own in the name of God. And that's the problem. You have ministers that are doing it, you got people that are encouraged to do it, in which we go out and do something in the name of God, which without really, and I'm not saying he did it in this move, I'm just saying, if you're really doing it in the name of God, you're basically saying, God, I'm going to do it no matter what. And that no matter what may include other lives as well, if that makes sense. And that's, like I said, it's a very hard thing. I mean, remember two or three cases in the Bible where newborns were killed in them searching for he who is righteous, or, you know, when it was Moses, even when it was Jesus, and it was allowed. In our human minds, it's hard for us to take in and comprehend. Spiritually, we recognize, I got to just trust God in this, as hard as it is for me to see. But our sight has gotten so strong, and our human compassion can really get in the way of our spiritual reverence, if that makes sense. So I would say, as hard as it was, whatever else I need to do, but I can't denounce Christ. We have to almost make that's a mandatory thing.
Well, one of the other things that we had discussed too was, in us denouncing Christ, could also have been a stumbling block to people who were watching to see, well, if Christians fold that easy, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. We thought maybe that was a part of it too, the reason why we shouldn't.
Yep. That might be a major thing about it is, our ministry comes in so many different ways. Do you understand that? And if God wanted to, see, God, you have to understand, the evil stuff down here that we see down here is a product of man's sin. So we're going to see some horrible things. And then you get some philosophers who don't understand life and don't understand God. They'll go, I can't see God, why God would cause this stuff to happen. And then we get caught up in that emotional nonsense. And it's nonsense when we understand that this is our fault. Praise God for his mercy that he just didn't send us all to hell. With that said, it wasn't his fault for not denouncing Christ and, you know, for them to get tortured, because he's trusting in God. When he's trusting in God, whatever happens, happens. And we got to come off, once again, it's going to hurt, it's going to be painful, but I remember in the end have to answer to God, and you have to answer to God, and we all have to answer to God. And only way I can justify me saying, yeah, go ahead and do it, if I can find anything in the word where he says, but if they start torturing somebody else, go ahead and denounce me. But that's the key. You understand that? Because like I said, one of the most noble things Uzzah was doing was stopping this ark from hitting the ground, because it is a sacred piece. But that's not what he said. He said, didn't say don't stop it hitting the ground. He says, do not touch it. So it's the same way in this. We're never to denounce him. And as horrible as that situation is, you trust and you pray and you trust in him.
Thank you.
Yep. Other questions?
Yeah. I got two things to throw out there. So I lost my train of thought. Oh, that's not an unpardonable sin, though, is it?
It's not.
I mean, and then the other thing is, then on top of that, I thought about that, but then I thought about Matthew 10:39, was whoever acknowledged me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven.
Right. That's the verse I'm leaning more on. Sometimes when we do stuff by sight, it looks like it's unproductive. By sight, it looks like this is the worst thing. And then that's where human whatever kicks in and we'll go, this makes sense. I think in anybody's case, if you watch Job, who was this most righteous person, to curse God would have made sense. You get where I'm coming from. And especially in that movie, I've seen that movie too, when that man went through that, in our time, it would make sense. But this is our problem. We've delved so deep into humanism, and then we try to add it to God, they just don't connect. And that's hard. And we keep getting deeper and deeper away from it. We keep emotionally worshiping God instead of reverently worshiping God. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I mean, the other thing is too, we don't know the person's heart, you know, well, I'm thinking like maybe have a conversation with God where they're doing it, you know, so I guess there's a lot involved in that.
It is. When we go into something completely spiritual, our goal is to completely follow him and him. What Satan has done, and if you remember from the beginning, is to make you see it, even when it's a noble thought. Because if you remember what Eve said when she saw that the fruit was good for eating and gaining wisdom, all the statements she said were good statements. Why wouldn't somebody go after something for that? Because God said not to. So if my answer was, if God were to say, Keith, why did you denounce me? And I was just saved lives, God. Who told you to ignore me to do something instead of just trusting in me? Well, God, they were being saved when I was trusting. No, I didn't ask you trusting me for the outcome. I asked you just trusting me. Does that make sense? Trusting in God is trusting in what he tells me, period. Not trusting in God for him to do what I think he should do. That's not trusting in God. That's trusting in me and trusting God to trust in me. And that's where we mess up.
Well, just make me think about, remember Columbine? Mm-hmm. When the government asked who was the Christians? So yep. If you had to keep quiet, that wouldn't have been wrong, would it?
See, that's one thing. It depends on your purpose on that case. You know, you have some that are going to say, no, I'm going to stand up strong and say it. And some are going to say, I'm going to be quiet. I don't think either would be wrong, but it still comes down to purpose. What was your purpose for being quiet? And for the one that stood up and said, what was their purpose for doing that? So purpose still comes in that case. You get where I'm coming from? So, you know, would it be beneficial for me to say that I'm a Christian or I'm not? Now, if you came to me and say, are you a Christian? I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? So then I'm put in that position. But for him to just yell out who's a Christian, you know, you're going to have some that are going to boldly get up and do it. And that's fine. And you're going to have some that are going to go, you know what? I can't see the benefit in letting him know. It doesn't matter. And that's, you know, once again, using the Bible on that. I can't see anything that would say, if you didn't shout my name when they asked you that question, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. They said that.
Mm-hmm. I think it goes back to what you were saying about sometimes they're doing the right thing for the wrong reason. Like you know, people saying, you know, like again, Susan Davis and, you know, the marriage license and the cake and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really know that that's, you know, that you're hearing from God.
Yes. And there's a lot of that going on down here. We got a lot of religious things that seem right, and then we get confused. Why? Because we leaned on our own understanding. Trusting in him is, his word says this, I can't denounce it. But Keith, there's a lot of people in torture, a lot of people dying. I know, I got to trust in him.
Right. Yeah, you're right, okay.
Other questions? All right. Thank you all for your questions. Once again, praise God for them.